This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nikita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers, where you get the opportunity to ask me a few questions. Normally, it's me asking the questions, and I love sometimes just doing it spontaneous, where I have no clue what's going to be asked. And so this is the scenario again for today. Al Argo in the studio with me. Al, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Thank you, Nikita Koloff. What a privilege to be here in person with the man himself, the man of the hour, the man with the power, the devil's worst nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Hey, come on. Can I take you on the road with me?
Come on.
Just introduce me like that everywhere I go.
I would be honored. I can't wait to get you and our friend Frank Shelton into Southeast Asia, where we are bringing about 13 to 15 former NBA players who happen to love the Lord, and we are going to rent these Coliseums, about 30, 40,000 people, you and I and Frank, and maybe one other special guest star that we're not going to release now, but because he's not confirmed, but he's a famous boxer who also loves the Lord. I just leave it like that, and we're gonna. Again, it was supposed to happen recently.
Prior to this horrible.
Yeah, that's right.
Before,
but it's going to happen in the name of Jesus, and in the midst of all that, we're going to share the love of Jesus.
Life is filled with chaos.
That's right. So I can introduce you, if not in America, at least in Southeast Asia, Coliseums.
So this is just
a practice this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, weighing in at 202 pounds. I'm not sure how much you weigh.
Who
Nikita Koloff.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, 202 kilos. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Kilos.
That would make me like a sumo wrestler.
So
for those who don't know, Al, take a minute, and you're not really a wrestling announcer. You're a missionary to Asia, which is why you're talking about Asia. Mm-hmm. You're a book author. You're a speaker, corporate speaker, mm-hmm. leadership trainer, children's books. I mean, what did I leave out?
I think that's about it.
Man of God, godly husband, godly father. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Just a friend of the Lord.
And a friend of mine.
And a friend of yours. And a friend of Nikita.
And we have mutual friends. You mentioned Frank Shelton. Tremendous Tracy Jones.
And Donnie Ingram.
That's
right. And others.
We have a number of mutual friends.
That's right.
We do. But you're a world traveler. Like myself, there's a lot of relatability. You're a world traveler. Any idea how many countries you've been to? Have you ever tried to tally?
My children help keep up with that for me. They like doing the numbers, and so it's just a few. It's just a few, about 25.
About 25. Just for those who haven't left your city limits yet. Al's been to 25 different countries, roughly,
My goal is really to hit all of them at some point in the future.
You better get started.
Get busy. And my goal is also to hit every state in the U.S.
You already got started. You need to get busy.
So that's right.
Because there's 200-something countries, right, Al?
Well, there's a lot of countries. But you use the busy word. We don't want to be just busy. We want to be productive.
We want to be busy and productive, too. I get that. But if you're going to hit 200-something countries, you need to giddy up and go, my friend.
Well, and there are a lot of countries. I had a speaking invitation about 5 to 8 years ago in Iraq that I had to turn down because my wife didn't want me going into Iraq.
A level of danger.
Yeah.
Red alert here. Well, how are they doing? Yellow alert, red alert,
like
blue
that.
Alert.
Something
how do
like
they do that,
that
or
so,
whatever? Well, so, so here's what's interesting. So even with the radio show and the podcast is when Stu Epperson approached me and said, you need a weekly radio show, you need a podcast. I'm like, I don't know about all that. I don't have time to even do that. And then it hit me. It was an aha moment, Al. So you're talking about hitting every country on the planet, okay? I mean, there's varying numbers, but they say like 208 countries or something like that. So you said you have a goal. I mean, years ago, I really felt like, okay, 100 countries. I'm going to get to 100 countries. And I'm at 30. I'm at 30.
That's good.
So I'd have to do my giddy up and go as well. However, the more I thought about the idea of a radio show and a podcast, I thought, well, duh. I mean, if I want to reach out to more countries, what better way than through this new technology called podcasting and, and of course, through radio and the airwaves and and eventually a television show. And so even though I may not physically be in every one of those countries, I can now reach at least half the world. So far, we've reached a little over a quarter of the world. But anyway.
That's
so
awesome.
There you go.
And the best is yet to come.
Well, I receive
for
that.
For Nikita Koloff Ministries.
I receive
right.
that.
I declare that.
Well, and I appreciate it. And you're such a great supporter of what we do. And I'm grateful for that. And just all the connections that you've helped me make. And so on that note, this is the Q&A with Koloff. And so we get to flip the table, so to speak, and you get to ask me the questions. So why don't we do that and fire away at your first question.
Absolutely. So in Luke 2:52, the Bible says Jesus grew, and he grew in wisdom,
and
stature, and in favor with
God
and man.
Yeah.
So I've got some questions that revolve around that verse. But so the first question is and I've got two young boys. I've got two young men in their
19
late,
and
22? Late teens, early 20s. So wisdom. What's the best bit of wisdom that you can give the young men who might be listening today?
That's a great question. Go read the book of Proverbs. That's the short answer. The man the considered to be the wisest ever lived on the planet, and according to Scripture, had more wealth because of his answer to the question, Solomon, what do you want? And he said, I need wisdom to govern these people because you know I'm young and I don't have it, and I want to steward these people well. And so because he didn't ask for wealth or the death of his enemies or any of that, God gave him, in addition to wisdom, God gave him riches and land and all kinds of stuff, right?
That's right.
And said, there's no king before you, and there'll be no king after you who will have as much wealth as you have. And wealth is a relative term, right? It reminds me of a book that was written called Wealth, Riches, and Money. All three of those have different meanings. Wealth, riches, and money. All that said, to all young men out there and anyone else listening, if you lack wisdom, the book of James says, he who lacks wisdom, just ask for wisdom. And if you want to garner greater wisdom, go to the book of Proverbs, because it says in the book of Proverbs that, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And there's such a, just within that book of Proverbs, it is, interestingly enough, 31 chapters in Proverbs, 31 days in most months.
That's right.
And for 8 years, I read a chapter of Proverbs every day for 8 years.
That is so interesting. In high school, I went to a Christian high school down in Oxford, Alabama. Shout out to Trinity Christian Academy and Dr. C.O. Grinstead. Roll Tide as well. That's right. Come on. And we were the Tigers. But my Bible school teacher, my you know, the teacher who taught Bible at that Christian school had us do a Proverbs journal where we took topics. I don't know if that was our senior class project or our junior class project, but that was very interesting. I've lost that notebook in the last 30, 40 years ever since I've been out of high school, ever how long that has been, but I wish I had it.
So
follow-up question with that is, what's the best book you've ever read outside the Bible? What's the best book you've ever read or a book that you've read, you know, in the last 12 months that has made an impact? You and I meet every month, and we talk about books, and we talk about not only what we're writing, but things we're reading. So share with us what one or two books that have made an impact on Nikita Koloff.
Man, you should have warned me on that one.
Ooh, we can go to the next question.
Well, no, hold on. Let me just see if if something pops up in my spirit, because you know, I go in seasons, right? I go where like I read a book a week, and then I go where I don't read any books for a couple months or whatever, and then all of a sudden, and right now I got about 15 books stacked up, like, because people give you things, right? Everybody wants to give me their book. Hey, I really want you to read this. I'm like, oh Lord, I mean, you know, put it on, stack it up, you know. I got more books than I even know what to do with and read.
We can leave that blank. And you know, I was hoping you'd say something by Al Argo. I mean, well, no, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm just kidding.
For the record, Joke. Now listen, I've read a number of your books for the record.
I'm just kidding.
And my grandchildren have read your children's books the record.
Which is awesome. I love the pictures of your grandbabies with Chris gets the hiccups. That's just awesome.
Yeah,
and so let's go to the next question.
All Jesus right. grew. I'm drawing in, a blank here.
Jesus grew in stature. What is the best body exercise? That way, what I'm asking is, what's the best exercise I can do, or that you're recommending using only my body weight, or with none equipment? Whether it's what are you recommending for men my age and men older and younger?
Push-ups and air squats.
Okay, how many do you do a day? What are you
recommending? Well, I don't necessarily do them a day, but
what are you recommending?
If I don't have access to a gym, if I'm in a foreign land that has no club or whatever for some reason, I have adapted and learned to do things without weights, just so, because my philosophy is something is better than nothing.
That is true.
Right? And so I'll do crunches, and I usually do, I'll do 100 crunches. I'll do 100 push-ups. Not all at one time, by the way.
Okay. Okay.
I might do I do like sets of 25.
Okay.
But my goal is like 100 push-ups, 100 crunches, 100 air squats.
Tell me what you mean by air squat.
Well, do you know what a squat is?
I do. I know what a squat is.
Okay. And since you have no weight, no bar upon the back of your neck, on your shoulders, you're still going to squat.
Squat. I got it.
But just no weight.
Perfect.
So you're going to use your own weight. And so squatting the air, my friend, up and down.
Are you doing planks, Nikita?
You know, I've toyed with them the last few weeks. And I'm not a fan of them.
Okay.
However, I have found, I can't say I've gotten results with them yet, but there's so much. Really, honestly, there's so much you can do without joining a gym or without having weights.
Yeah, that's true.
There really is a lot, whether it's planks or there's just so much you could do. You can do burpees, man. You can do jumping jacks. I mean, I just tell people, Al, get more active.
That's right. That is true. That is true. Just move. Just move. I'm a big believer. In fact, I wrote a book called Walking, Living, Learning. That's helped a lot of people begin to walk.
What's that one about? Walking, living, learning.
It's about growing in wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with man. It's about getting moving, but also as you move, learn. So I put headphones in and I walk. And so that walking, living, learning is just 1 year journey. So there's a reading for every day of the year where I actually share my journey throughout Singapore and Malaysia and Indonesia, but I also share what I've learned that day from reading a particular book. And so, follow-up question.
Hold that question, because what flashed in my mind was some of the walks I took in some of my trips to Africa, walking down those dirt roads. I'm like, I hope I get back to where I'm going. And in fact, I hope I remember how to get back to where I'm going. When you're out walking in the bush, you could easily get lost. But nevertheless, I still did my exercises and still got my activity in, regardless of where I was.
And with your trips to Africa, and again, you and I are planning this trip and evangelism event in Asia. Are you journaling? Do you journal, Nikita?
It's kind of like reading, Al. It goes in spurts. Okay, so, yes, I have tons of journals.
Okay.
But there's spurts where I'll journal a lot, and then there's spurts where I hardly journal at all.
Yeah.
But I will say, any church, if I'm not preaching on a Sunday morning and I'm sitting in listening to my pastor or someone else, I am a copious note taker. So I have lots of sermons that I have recorded. So.
Awesome.
Okay, next
question. I'm a big believer in journaling. I wish I had been doing it all my life, but about 4 or 5 years ago, I began to do it every morning. I've not missed a morning. I love it. It's just a great morning discipline for me.
Yeah.
And
so
I just wanted,
grandkids.
Ask you about that. And so Jesus grew in wisdom. Jesus grew in stature. He grew in favor with God. And so we talked about the book of Proverbs, but just tell us what your favorite Bible verse is today.
Well, I'll get to that. And you know, you talked about favor, so I've joked with a few friends. I'm always walking in the fog. You like acronyms?
I do. F-O-G. Give it to us. Favor? What's your O?
You're the acronym guy.
I would think it would be obedience. I would think it would be favor, walking in favor, walking in obedience, and walking in godliness and grace.
Well, that's not bad.
Tell us about yours.
I just single it out to walking in the favor of God.
Oh, I like that too.
Fog.
Yeah, I like that.
Walking in the fog.
Walking in the fog.
Yeah, I like
it. The favor of God.
What? You're walking in the fog. Yeah,
I did.
I made a few friends mad at that because like something will happen, and I'll look at like one time I got out of a speeding ticket, particular friend was sitting in the car trying to urge the officer to give me a ticket.
Come on,
and the officer happened to be a wrestling.
That's when you
fan.
Get new friends. You get new friend. I'm just kidding.
The officer happened to be a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. True story. He's a wrestling fan. He ends up giving me his cell number. Mm-hmm. Now, I had not yet converted my driver's license over to North Carolina. And he said, how long have you had this one? I said, well, if I'm being truthful, about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, you're supposed to get done, like, change like 30 days or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. I go, I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, I'm going to give you 30 days. And I go, ooh. And he goes, is that not good? And my friend's like beside himself at this point. I go, no, I'm getting ready. In fact, I was getting ready to go to Africa. Getting ready to go to Africa on a mission trip. He goes, well, will 60 or 90 days work? And I'm like, yeah, that's much better. Mm-hmm. So he goes, here's my cell phone number. Make sure you call me when you're coming over. Mm-hmm. He goes, and he's radioing everything in, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, we got a bunch of guys that want to like meet you when you come. Mm-hmm. And so look, fast forward the story. I show up. The sheriff, he has me park right outside the courthouse, right? By the, illegal, but you know, that's where he said to park, right?
It's the fog. It's the favor.
It's the fog. He takes me upstairs. Here's the deal. He takes me upstairs, and there's the sheriff and his wife, sheriff's wife, and about 20 other deputies all want to get pictures and the whole deal. Mm-hmm. They go, hey, where's that ticket thing? They go upstairs. They come back down. Mm-hmm. And that's not the icing on the cake. So they take me down there in that little town to get my license. Mm-hmm. And my whole nervous part about it was you had to do a written test. Mm-hmm. And there were two questions I was uncertain with. Well, when I walked in, the gal behind on the other side of the computer, she was a fan as well. And so she can tell, like, I'm not certain. She goes, I can't tell you the answer. But I can tell you it's, you know, it's probably not A or D. You know, so she narrowed the options down for
very
me.
Very good. Yeah,
totally
very good.
Wrong, right? For those listening out there, like, that's just very not good. Fair. But when we drove away that night, I just casually looked over at my friend. I go, walking in the fog, and he got so mad. So, anyway.
I like it. I like the acronym.
So,
favor of God.
What was the question? I completely forgot the
question. What's your current favorite Bible verse? What's that one Bible verse that you're walking?
Colossians 1:10. It breaks down into four parts. Essentially, it says this. It's a prayer. I just prayed it this morning. Lord, I pray today that I can live a life today, because no promise tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. I can live a life today that brings you honor. Like, I can just live a life that's worthy of you, worthy of your name, and bring you honor. Mm-hmm. And it's my goal, Lord, part one. My goal, part two, to fully please you. Not just please you, but fully please you in every way. Thought, words, action, fully please you. Mm-hmm. And my hope is, Lord, today that I can bear good fruits.
Oh, that's good.
Part three, last part. And I can grow in the knowledge of God.
That is awesome.
That's my favorite.
That's a great, great verse, not only for you, but for me and for all of us who are listening today.
Anyone and everyone.
And by the way, for our listeners, what's your favorite verse? I want you to connect with the show. And so go to the show notes and respond to Nikita and I. And then Nikita and Robbie, who's here in the studio with us, they're going to forward us all of these verses because we want to kind of like collect your favorite verses. We want to connect with the audience because Nikita He wants to know that you're listening, and I want to know that you're listening. So we're just honored that you've taken this time to listen to this Q&A session with Al Argo and Nikita Koloff. And so, Nikita, I have one more question. Thank you again for allowing me to come into the studio here in North Carolina. This is just awesome to be with the former Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare, Nikita Koloff. I have a question for you. Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. Tell us about, give us one bit of relationship advice, how men can connect with men, or men can connect with their families, or men can connect with corporate audiences. Give us a bit of relationship advice.
Yep. Come to Man Camp. That's my advice.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. And tell us
because Al, I can't answer that in 60 seconds or 30 seconds. But if you'll come to the Man Up Conference, which is just a few hours that we'll spend together, mm-hmm. but even more important, come to the Man Camp, mancamp.info. Go check it out, mm-hmm. ladies. Go check it out. And give your man, here's the deal. Don't say you need to go to this camp. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I heard about this amazing camp, and if you would decide to go, mm-hmm. you have my blessing and full support.
That's good.
Because we can always improve, right? Any one of us can improve. But on a serious note, any mm-hmm. one of us can improve. And those are things, like whether it's the conference or the camp, mm-hmm. that we talk about things like that, about improving, being being healthier, I'll mm-hmm. say it that way.
That's
whether
right.
it's a godly man, a godly husband, or a godly father, mm-hmm. the goal That's is right. to equip, empower, teach, train, and deploy men
That's great.
To walk it out.
That
so,
is awesome.
All right, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you for all you do for men, women, and families around America and the world. Appreciate your friendship. Can't wait to see you in person in Asia, and we're gonna see that happens with the help of the Lord. Appreciate being in the studio.
Well, we'll be sure, Al, to put your information in the show notes as well, so that people know how to connect with you. Go on Amazon, Al Argo, ARGO. Buy his children's books. Your kids will love them, mm-hmm. and all his books on leadership as well. God
Thank
bless you,
Nikita.
You for all you do as well.
Thank you, sir.
Love you, my friend.
Love you,
man.
God bless you all.
If you've enjoyed the Man Up radio show and or the Man Up podcast, well, guess what? It's time to Man Up TV style. That's right. You heard me. 2022, the Man Up TV show, the Man Up show on MorningstarTV.com. That's right. Tune in, dial in to Man Up on MorningstarTV.com.
This is the Truth Network.